Praised be Jesus and Mary. Now, what do you think some of the great intellectuals of the world would give, you know, to know all truth? The Athenians that St. Paul was talking to in this morning's first reading were great seekers of truth and philosophers. And in today's gospel, our Lord promises that when the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead us to all truth. You know, the truth, however, is not something we create, or it's not our discovery. It's the free gift of God, who is the possessor and the giver of all truth. You know, Jesus tells his disciples that it is the role of the Holy Spirit to reveal what is true. And skeptics of truth, you know, they don't want to believe in an absolute truth. If truth is objective, then it must be submitted to as authoritative, you know. Some fear the truth because they think that it will inhibit their freedom, you know, to act and think as they wish. You know, so many poor souls are blinded to the truth. That's what sin does. It dulls the intellect and it weakens the will. And pretty soon people are calling black white and white black, and they're calling good evil and evil good. Jesus told his disciples that the truth will set you free. You know, the truth liberates us from doubts and fears. Since God is the source of all truth, then the closer that we draw to God and listen to his word, you know, the more we grow in the knowledge of him and of his great love for us. You know, through the gift and working of the Holy Spirit poured out upon the disciples on the day of Pentecost, we too are able to profess the same creed, you know, which the apostles proclaimed, that Jesus died, was buried, rose from the dead, that he will come again to judge, that he will raise the dead and give everlasting life. You know, this is the apostles' creed. And we not only have the same faith given to the apostles, but the Lord gives each one of us the same Holy Spirit as our divine teacher, our helper, you know, that we may grow in our knowledge, grow in the wisdom of God. So let us listen attentively, you know, to God's word and allow his Holy Spirit to give us understanding of God's truth and will in our lives.